Shalom aleichem, the sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Fu Shlema, for Admor Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Miro Brian Deleah and Shlomo Ben Fegedine and Yudah Ben Sion Ben Naomi Besalch Shaar Chol Yisrael. And it should also be a schus for Yehoshua Daniel Ben Frida Simcha. Should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yadav. And for Aaron Yisrael Ben Rav Moshe Mordechai. And David Shukrala ben Rachel, and for Moshe Shimon ben Branekel, they should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yadav. Today we're going to be learning about the Geder of Kiddushei Shtar, based on the Sefer Anfei Erez of the Gaon Rabbi Avram Gorevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, in his Sefer Anfei Erez Kinyanim Kinyanei Isha Simen Aleph. The Meiri in Kiddushin says that when you do Kiddushei Shtar, you don't have to say anything. But if you do say, you should say, Hareat Mekudeshes Li, and not Hareat Mekudeshes Li B'Shtar Zeh. The Meiri doesn't like B'Shtar Zeh. When you're a Kaddish and Isha, then you should say, Hareat Mekudeshes Li B'Shtar Zeh. He says, Ein Lashon Zeh Nofel Yofe. It doesn't work well to say B'Shtar Zeh. Doesn't explain why. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Ishus and Halacha Yudches, writes, not like that. That when you're Mekadesh B'Shtar, you don't need to do Amira. When you're Mekadesh B'Shtar B'Shliach, you need to do Amira. And what's the Amira? B'Shtar Zeh. You do say B'Shtar Zeh. So we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Meiri. When you say Arad Mekudeshesli to a woman who you're Mekadesh B'Shtar, should you say B'Shtar Zeh or should you not say B'Shtar Zeh? So what is the Shoresh HaMachlokas? What is the Yesod HaMachlokas between the Meiri and the Rambam? The Gemara in Kiddushin and Davhei Amar Aleph explains that we learn Kiddushei Shtar from Gerushin. In Gerushin, there's a din Nesina Baget. So what's the Geder of Gerushin? How does it work? What are the mechanics of Gerushin? That there's a din Nesina. Is it pshat that the Nesina itself is Megarish the woman? But tonight that he's giving a get, but it's the Nesina that's Poel the Gerushin? Is it Al Yedei the Nesina, she's Kona the get? Not normal Darche Kinyanim, but the Nesina itself is Makner the Get. We have a very long article on yutara.org on Kinyan Get. Please read it. I worked very hard on it. So is through the Nesina, the Get is Niknes Leisha, and that's what's Megaresh the woman? So it's either the Nesina itself or the Nesina plus the fact that she's Kone. Or, no, it's not the Nesina that's Megaresh her. What actually divorces the woman is the Get itself. The Nesina activates the Get that the Get should be Megaresh. So what's the Megaresh? Is it the Get itself? Or is it the Nesina's HaGet? Whether it's the Nesina itself, the Nesina with the Kenyan. But what is the Etzim Megaresh HaIsha? Obviously you need a Get and you need Nesina. But what actually does it? What's the primary, what's the focus here? What's the Ikar Megaresh? So the two studim, two basic studim are either the Nesina or the Etzem HaGet. The Avnei Miluim understood Kedaber Pashat, it's the Etzem HaGet. We can explain the Meiri based on the Shita that it's the Maisa Nesina that's Pole the Gerushin. If it's the Maisa Nesina that's Pole the Gerushin and not the Get itself, the Mela, by Kiddushin, you wouldn't say B'Shtar Zeh. Because you're not Makadish or B'Shtar Zeh, you're Makadish with the Etzem Nesina. Just the Nesina needs to be with the Get, with the Shtar Kedushin. But it's the Nesina that does it. And Mimele, you don't say B'Shtar Zeh, the Rambam can hold, that it's the Etzem HaGet that's Megaresh, and Mimele by Kedushin, you would say B'Shtar Zeh, because it's the Etzem HaShtar that's Makadish. So that could be an explanation of the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Meiri, that the Meiri holds that it's the Maisa Nesina that's Megaresh, and Mimela, you don't say by Kiddushin, which is learned from Gerush and B'Shtar Zeh, and according to the Rambam, because not with the Shtar, it's with the Nesina. According to the Rambam, it's the Shtar itself that's Poel the Gerushin, and Mimela, it's the Shtar itself that's Poel the Kiddushin. So the Shliach who does the Gerush or the Kiddushin would say B'Shtar Zeh. Now we have another Machlokes between the Meiri and the Ran. Based on, to explain to Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says Hada de Seima, this is brought by the Rif at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, the Yerushalmi. Hada de Seima b'shtar she'en boi shava pruta, aval yesh boi shava pruta kesefu. This is talking about a shtar that doesn't have a shava pruta. But if it has a shava pruta, it's kesef. So if you want to be makadish a woman with a shtar that doesn't have a shava pruta, you're fine. If it has a shava pruta, it's kesef. What's pshat? So according to the Ram, the Yerushalmi means that if there's a psul in the shtar Kedushin, for example, it's written shalol l'shma, if the shtar is a shava prut, it works midin kesef, because b'kedushay shtar, her das is also on the paper, as it says on the document, as it says in Perak Ish Mekadesh, shaman es hanir, you assess the value of the paper. So memela, if it doesn't work midin shtar, because it's a psul, memela will work, it will work midin kesef. The Meiri says no, that you have to give her the shtar b'toyras kesef. And the Miri writes more than that on Daf Mem Ches. This is the Miri on Daf Beis. He says you have to give her B'Torah's Kesef. The Ran doesn't say you have to give her B'Torah's Kesef. Ran says you can just give it to her, and if it works for Kesef, there's a psul in the Shtar. The Miri says you have to give her Dafka B'Torah's Kesef, this Shtar. And the Miri writes in Daf Mem Ches that if the Shtar is possible, the Kedushay Shtar, for example, is written Shalol Shema, she's not Mikudeshes, even B'Torah's Kesef. He says explicitly that if you give it to her, if it's written Shalol Shema, she's not Mikudashis B'Torah's Kesef. And that the Yerushalmi says, Abo Yesh Bo Sheva Pruta Kesefu. What the Yerushalmi means is, if he gives it to her B'Torah's Kesef. So we have Shita Saran, that you don't have to give it to B'Torah's Kesef, as a Pshul Nishtar. It works for Kesef anyway if it has a Sheva Pruta. And the Meiri says that no. The Meiri says that you have to give it to her B'Torah's Kesef, and that's the only way it works. So what's the Machlokas? What's the explanation of the Machlokas between the Meiri and the Ran? So the Ran says that if the Shtar is Pasul and it has a Shava Pruta, she's Miskadesh's B'Torah's Kesef because her Das is on the Niyar, he doesn't mean that their Kavan is that it should also be B'Torah's Kesef, because then the Ran should have said that their das is on Kedushay Kesef. And the Ran doesn't say that. Doesn't say their das is on Kedushay Kesef. Ran says she also wants the Niyar. But it doesn't say she wants Kedushay B'Torah's Kesef. The Ran says that even though he's giving it to her B'Torah's Shtar, Ran says, Hainu Kesef. It still works. Just like Kesef would work. But not that he's giving it to her B'Torah's Kesef. So you see from here, is a big yesod in the Ran. The Gorevitz in the Anfei Erez is Marech to prove that that's Pshat in the Ran. He has the number of Kashas and he proves that the Pshat is in the Ran that you're not giving it to B'Torah's Kesef. You're giving it B'Torah's Shtar. You do an Asina like we find by Get. You do the Asina, you give it to her. And then Hainu Kesef, Memelot's Kesef. And he doesn't say that if you're not Miskavin B'Torah's Kesef, it doesn't work. And you have to Miskavin B'Torah's Kesef. You don't think Miskavin B'Torah's Kesef. It works memela as kesef. That's why the Ran says you have to be makanet her like a shtar. The Ran could have just said very pashut. If he's giving her to her Torah's kesef, he doesn't have to bring in that you're makanet her like a shtar get. He could have just said you're giving it to her Torah's kesef. Kesef kedushin also. And that's why it works. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran has to come and he says you're giving it to her like you're giving her a shtar gerishin. And the meila hainu kesef. So we see from this that if a person is miskaving to be kind of a woman with one kinyan, if that kinyan doesn't work, meila she's nicknames b'kinyan acher. We have to understand the Gemara above Metzia says that if a person falls on a Metzia, he's not kind of b'dalad amas, because since he fell, goya daite, he's megala daitoi. So Since if a person, we know that there's a Kenyan Dalet Amos. We have an article in Kenyan Dalet Amos, which I'd like if you read. I worked very hard on that one too. If a person, siyata d'shmaya, believe me, none of it's for me. Except the when I mess up, then it's for me. But everything else is just siyata d'shmaya. Hashem allows us to make mistakes. That's bechir. In any event, so if he falls on a mitziyah, he doesn't make Kenyan Dalet Amos. Because since he fell on it, he's megala das, that he wants to be kona bin a fila, not a Kenyan Dalet Amos. In a fila, there is no Kenyan. And Dalet Amos, he shows that he doesn't want the Kenyan Dalet Amos because he fell on it. And the Shita Mekubetzis is an opinion that Dafka Bekniyas Dirabanan, we say this. Because he's saying, Yevshi B'takanas Chachamim, that if you actually make one Kenyan, but you intend a different Kenyan, that you're not kona the Kenyan that you didn't want. Because a person can say, Yevshi B'takanas Chachamim. So the Mishita Megubetzis says that's only Takanas Chachamim. But he brings there from the Ran in the name of the Rashba that even in Kenyos Daraisa, if you're not mechaving to this Kenyan, if you're mechaving to a different Kenyan, if you're mechaving to Kenyan B and not to Kenyan A, and you make Kenyan A doesn't work because you're not mechaving to Kenyan A. So we see that if a person, even Daraisa, see from the Ran, that if a person makes a Kenyan, and the Maisa Kenyan doesn't help, doesn't work, he's not Kona, a different Maisa Kenyan, which he does at the same time. So we see Yisod, that if you make one Maisa Kenyan, which doesn't work, which works, and you have intention for a different Maisa Kenyan, which doesn't work, there's no Kenyan. Because your Kavana wasn't on the proper Maisa Kenyan. You have to have Kavana for your Kenyan. We have to understand. If that's the case, why is the Mekadesh B'shtar sheyesh bo shava pruta and the shtar pasul l'kedushin, why is she Mekudeshes Memele Midin Kesef? We learned according to the Ram that if you don't marry her B'tares Kesef, you don't have Kavana B'tares Kesef. It still works B'tares Kesef, even though he gave it to B'tares Shtar. But here we just saw from the Ram that if you have Kavana for Kenyan B and you make Kenyan A, but you don't have Kavana for Kenyan A, it doesn't work. You have to have Kavana for the right Kenyan. If you have to have Kavana for the right Kenyan, so how do you give a woman a shtar and not a Kavana for Kesef and still Makadi should be Kesef? So the explanation is that Kol ma she'oise ma'ise Kenyan she'eno moya loy mahani l'knoisoi b'kniya acheres she'oise b'oise isman. When do we say that if you make a Maisa Kenyan, that's not Moil? It doesn't work to be Kona B'Kniya Acheres, that you make at the same time. When do we say that if you make a Maisa Kenyan, that doesn't work? It doesn't work for a different Kenyan, that you make at the same time. If you have Kavana for Kenyan B, and you make Kenyan A, it doesn't work for Kenyan A because he had the wrong Kavana. That's dafka when your Kavana is to be Pola Kniya Bipeulo Mitzius Acheres. That's a different, when you're trying to make a different type of Kenyan. For example, if you're Nofel on the Mitzia and you're Besach Dalet Amos. So you or your Kavana is to be Kona by Nefil Ala Mitzia. And not that it's within your Dalet Amos. There's two different Kenyanim. And also the Ran says that if you do Mashicha on the animal, you're not Kona. If you do Mashicha on the animal, Rishus HaRabim, you're not Kona with the Mesira, since your Kavana was Mashicha, which isn't Kona Rishus HaRabim. Even though you also did Mesira. Why is that? Because they're two completely different Kinyanim. This guy's Kavana was to be Kona with the Maisa Meshicha and not with the Maisa Achiza Bebehema. So they're two different Kinyanim. Memela, Mesira doesn't work for Meshicha. If you have Kavana for Meshicha and you just do Mesira, you grab onto the animal, you take the animal. So it doesn't work because that's the Meshicha, it's Rishus HaRabim, there's no Meshicha, Rishus HaRabim. And now it's the Mesira that wasn't the person's Kavana. They're two completely different Kinyanim. But Bishtar Kiddushin. But with Shtar Kiddushin, that even when you're Kona B'Torah Shtar, she also gets the Shavius HaShtar. It's really all one. Because he's giving her the Shtar. Together with giving her the Shtar, she's also getting the value of the Shtar. So, encapsulated in this Kinyan Shtar is also Kesef. It's really one and the same. So if it doesn't work with Torah Shtar, it's going to work with Torah's Kesef. As he writes, the gam kishikona b'Torah Shtar po ba mashenolson al Shtar v'shav yusa. So even when he gives it to b'Torah Shtar, but she's also getting the shavius hashtar. So within the kinyan shtar, you also have that she's kona the kesef, she's kona the value of the shtar. So it emerges according to this that the miri is l'shitaso. The miri holds that the shtar kedushin as pola de maisin asina. And not that the shtar is nikna to the woman. Just if he's not makna the shtar to the woman. So it's chaser b'nesina. But what's biyakar pol, the gerishin is the maisa nesina. So the Meiri holds they're two different kinyanim. Shtar and kesef are two different kinyanim. What's the kinyan kesef? The etzema kesef. What's kinyan shtar? The maisa nesina. So therefore the Meiri has to hold that if you don't give it to B'Torah's Kesef, you just give it to B'Torah's Shtar, even as a Shavu Prut, that doesn't work. Because there are Shnei Kinyanim Chalukim. They are two fundamentally different Kinyanim. There's Kinyan Shtar and Kinyan Kesef. Vus mein Kinyan Shtar. Kinyan Shtar, the nature of Kinyan Shtar, the Ofi of Kinyan Shtar, is the Maisa Nesina. It's the Mashem Agdir at Kinyan Shtar. What's the nature of Kinyan Kesef? The Etzem HaKesef. It has to be given. But the Etzem HaKesef is what's called the Kiddushin. So Mimela, since they're two completely different Kinyanim, if her Kavan is Al-Kinyan Shtar, it doesn't work for Kinyan Kesef. That's the Meiri L'shitaso, so therefore in order for Kesef to work, if it has a Shavaprut, you have to have explicit Kavanah for Kesef. But the Ran holds, like the Rambam, that what's Po'el the Gerishin? The Etzem Haget. What's Po'el the Kiddushin? The Etzem Hashtar. That he's giving her the Shavius of the Shtar, that she gets the value of the Shtar. So Mimela, just like Kinyan Shtar, is the Etzem Hashtar, the Etzem, the Shtar and its value. That's what he's giving her. Mimela, it also works for Kesef. Because it's fundamentally the same type of kinyan. Shtar is that she's kona the etzema shtar, and kesef is that she's kona the etzema kesef. It's the etzema kesef that's making the kedushin. It's the etzema shtar that's making the kedushin. So since it's the etzema shtar and etzema kesef, even if her kavan is for shtar, if it doesn't have, if it has a shavaprut, then it's a pasul shtar. It'll also work for kesef because they're fundamentally the same kinyan. She's kona the shtar and it's shavius. So the Rambam holds you say b'shtar zeket, it's the etzem hashtar that does the kedushin, and the Ran holds like the Rambam that since it's the etzem hashtar that does the kedushin, memela if there are kavanas for kinyan shtar, even if it's b'kesef, it's still okay, it still works. Even though there are kavanas not b'toras kesef, because it's fundamentally the same kinyan of being kona the shtar and it's shavius. Mashenkein the Meiri has to hold that if he gives her b'toras shtar, it doesn't work with Torah's Kesef because they're two fundamentally different kinyanim. Shtar is done by the Nesin, and Kesef is done with the Etzem HaKesef, and therefore Kavana for Kesef, for Shtar, doesn't work for Kesef. So this is just a little taste of the gather of Kedushe Shtar. There are obviously not one, not two, not a thousand, but a million Shirim to start this topic. And this is just to whet your appetite for further learning. We should all be Zelchem Yitz Hashem. Lilmod l'lamei l'shma l'asa l'kaim z'kol l'vei samtu sabi ava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.